is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Right now, I need grind. Oh, my job right now. Anybody that up in here, quit your telling that you need him. The Bible says that he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Sometimes the way gets hard, sometimes the way gets dark, but I fall in your name. Hey, right now, anybody, do you need him? Right now, I can't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow may be too late. Anybody, do you need him? If you need him, you ought to show some sign to die right now. Sometimes the way gets hard, sometimes the way gets dark, but I'm calling your name. Hey, right now, Lord, right now, right now. Anybody, do you need him? Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Come on, if you need him, if you need him, if you need him. Sometimes the way gets hard, sometimes the way gets dark, but I'm calling right now.
Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, I need it right now, right now, right now. Lord, I need you, I need you right now, right now.
Do you need him? Anybody, do you need him? Can I call him? Call Jesus. I say, Jesus, I need him. Jesus, I need him. I can't make it on my own. I can't make it by myself. Right now, right now, anybody. Anybody, do you need him? What about you? Do you need him? What about you? Do you need him? Hey, hey.
Right now.
God bless you, choir, for reminding us that we serve a right now God. The Bible says it like this: he is a very present help in the time of trouble. Come on, how many of you know him to be a right now God? Yes. Thank you, Lord. As we stand all over this place, if you have your Bibles, we ask that you would turn with us to the book of Daniel, chapter 6 and verse 10. Daniel, chapter 6 and verse 10. And there you will find these words. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Amen. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. And I want to talk for just a few moments this morning from the subject, how to survive in the lion's den. How to survive in the lion's den. On last Sunday, we looked at the children of Israel in captivity in Babylon, and they were being challenged to sing the Lord's song in a strange land. And here again, we find them because we know the trend for the children of Israel, as it is the trend for most of us. Amen. We get in trouble. We cry unto the Lord. He delivers us, and we get in trouble again. But somebody ought to be happy this morning to know that we serve a God of another chance. Amen. And so here we find the children of Israel in captivity, but one of the sons of Israel we find has assumed a leadership position. The reason he has this position is not because he politicked for it, not because he had to sell out to get it, but the Bible says that there was something excellent in Daniel. There was something excellent about his spirit. And the word excellent means exceptionally good of its kind. And I want to suggest to all of us here today, especially to our young people, that if you will live lives of integrity, if you will do what is right, if you will always seek to honor God in your behavior, in your actions, even in what you say and in what you think, God will elevate and promote you. I know I'm right. I know I'm in Bible country because the Bible says, amen, he that exalts himself, God has a way of bringing them down. But for those who will humble themselves, the Bible says that God will exalt you. Let me tell you, you cannot get anything from God by being prideful, by being high-minded, by having the big head. If you want to move God towards elevating you and promoting you, let me tell you, that path requires humility. I've said it before that humility is a strange phenomenon because in order to be humble, in order to have humility, you really have to open up yourself to being humiliated. Because, and this is Reverend Garner's definition, because what I've come to find is that true humility requires that you open yourself up to being humiliated without getting an attitude, without acting indignant. That's what real true humility is. You know, a lot of folk want you to think that they're humble and that they have a spirit of humility, but as soon as somebody rubs them the wrong way, amen, they want to get on Mad Street and cuss them and do all of the stuff that God doesn't want you to do. Amen. But here's another thing about humility. You can oftentimes expect that humiliation to come in areas where you got a whole lot of pride. Humility, amen. And so Daniel, the Bible says, had an excellent spirit in him. The record is that there was a charismatic grace about this man named Daniel. The Bible says that he was found innocent before God. Now, I need you to understand something this morning. I need you to understand that the Bible does not make a practice of exposing people's strengths and covering up their weaknesses. That's not how the Bible works. Amen. The Bible is very clear about exposing both our strengths and our weaknesses. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm glad that God has given us a word like that. I'm glad to know that God is able to say of a man named David that he was a man after God's own heart, and yet we know David messed up again and again and again. I'm glad, amen, to know that many of the prophets and many of the disciples made mistakes and they fell short many times, yet God used them. Somebody's looking at me and saying, Pastor, why are you glad about it? I'm glad about it because it lets me know with my imperfect self, with my faults and my failures, amen, that I'm working on, but it lets me know, it reminds me that God is able to use flawed people to accomplish his purpose. That really is what the Sunday school lesson was all about this morning. And so the Bible doesn't make a practice of exposing strengths and covering weaknesses, but rather it exposes both the strong points and the weaknesses. It exposes both the successes and the failures of its heroes and sheroes. But yet the Bible lists no sin nor guile for Brother Daniel. And if you want to find out where Daniel's troubles begin, in Babylon, tell your neighbor you can stop right there. It was his honesty and his uprightness that posed a serious problem for him. Y'all, his integrity became a barrier for the unbridled ambitions of the other folk who wanted his position. Can I tell you something? Not everybody's smiling in your face is on your side. Can I tell you something else? Amen. Some of the same folk who are patting you on the back and applauding you in front of you will be the same folk who are waiting for you to fall and will plot and plan your demise so they can get where you are. I know I got some witnesses in here today. But they concluded that with Daniel over everything, there was no chance for any smuggling, no chance for looting. Y'all know y'all got some folk like that on your job, amen? They mad because you won't give them the hookup. Everybody wants to get the hookup. I know young folk that have gotten fired from McDonald's because they were hooking too many folk up. Your friends can spend their money on everything else. They can spend 99 cents on a hamburger like everybody else. I wish somebody would bear witness in here that my job is more important than me trying to hook everybody up. I'm trying to get hooked the hook up. Do I have a witness here today? But they knew that with Daniel over everything, there could be no fraud. There was no chance for foul play. There was no chance for any underhanded opportunities. And this says that Daniel's domination over them was not domineering, but rather it was in accord with his internal excellence. And because of the fact that Daniel's internal excellence and his external uprightness harmonized with each other, Daniel then became the victim of the twin sins of envy and jealousy. Have you ever been a victim of jealous folk? See, jealousy, and I've said this before, but jealousy is when folk are mad because you have what you have. Anybody ever experienced that? Folk who were hating on you because, amen, they were mad that you had what you had? That's jealousy, but envy goes to a whole nother level. Because envy is not just mad because you have something. Envy says, not only am I mad that you have it, I want what you have. And I don't want one like you have, I want what you have. Do I have any witnesses in here today? And so he became the victim of envy and jealousy. And it is said that envy and jealousy always hates the height it knows it can never attain. That's why you got some folk hating on you. They looking at you and they saying, I so want to be like her. I so want to be like him. But the truth in their own spirit says, I ain't got what it takes. But you know what, y'all? That's why you ought to celebrate who God made you. Celebrate who God made you. Because let me tell you something. There are folk that can imitate you and emulate you. But can I tell you something? Nobody can beat you being you. I wish y'all would come up in church like that every Sunday. Some of y'all coming here with your head bowed, amen, needing somebody to applaud what you have on, needing somebody to say you look good, needing somebody to say your hair looks nice. No, baby, get in the mirror in the morning before you get out your house and celebrate the you that God made you to be. Celebrate who you are. Amen. And come on up in here with your head high and say, I don't know what nobody else thinks, but I know I look good. Do I have a witness today? And that brings us to our first point. Our first point, if you're writing, you ought to write this down. You need to write down the fact that the devil always has a design. The devil always has a design. Verse 4 says that the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel. They were trying to find something on Brother Daniel. They were plotting and they were planning. We got to dig up something on Daniel. And guess what they did? They began by subtly and secretly, in a clandestine and covert fashion, they started scrutinizing his dealings with the kingdom. They were hoping to find something that was incongruous, something that was inconsistent, something that was unexplainable about his dealings with the kingdom. But in all of their secret checking and all of their secret searching, they found out that Daniel was faithful to the cause of the kingdom. They checked, but they only found that every judgment that he made, every deed that he did, every mandate that he gave and signed was faultless. They found out that there was no taking bypasses or shortcuts. They found out that there were no false balances. There were no short measures. There were no hidden agendas. There was not one dirty footprint, no skeletons in his closet. There was nothing shaky anywhere. Daniel was hated because his external actions harmonized with his internal excellence. And my brothers and sisters, this says something about the world in which we live, because mankind is so perverted until we will give you trouble when you try to do what's right. Any of y'all ever figured that out? I mean, when you were out in the world doing your own thing and doing the wrong thing, you didn't have any problems. Everybody liked you. Your friends crowded your door. But just as soon as you made up your mind that for Christ I'll live and for Christ I'll die, amen, the folk you least expected started talking about you, started running your name through the mud. But I'm so glad Lily Garner and Willie Garner taught me something when I was a child. They said, Joe, you got to learn this. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. I've come by to encourage somebody today that no matter what folks say about you, don't quit. No matter how they lie on you, don't quit. No matter how they drag your name through the mud, don't quit. Don't ever give up. Don't ever throw in the towel. For Christ I'll live. For Christ I'll die. Is there anybody here who knows that God will have your back? God will gird you up. God will give you strength. And I'm not talking about something I just heard about. I've had folk try to tear me down. I've had folk to try to set me up. I've had folk to try to walk over me. But instead of getting on their level, I thank God I learned this principle. Don't ever get on other folks' level when they're trying to bring you down, because the only way somebody can bring you down, they got to be lower than you are. And if you get on their level, that means you get down with them. Is there anybody here that you've made up your mind? I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. Amen. I'm going to stay with the Lord. I'm going to stay with Jesus. Because somebody said, serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Mankind is so perverted until they'll give you trouble when you try to do what's right. Something that I've come to find out, and that is that whenever you decide to live a godly life, when you make the decision to bring your life in harmony with the will of God, you're going to be dogged and traced and tracked and hated by Satan and all of his demonic host. Something in us that we can't take it when somebody tries to live right. And so that's the first principle I want you to understand, is that they hated Daniel not because he did wrong. They hated Brother Daniel because he tried to do what was right. That's why some people don't want you to be over them. Do I have a witness? Because they know that with you there, there's no chance for any illicit gratuities, no kickbacks, nothing under the table, no chance to embezzle, no chance to juggle the books. But they couldn't do that with Daniel over things. So then they conclude Daniel has to go. Now you need to make a mental note here that Satan doesn't give up. When he has a design against your life, amen, he may take a brief hiatus. He may take a brief vacation from bothering you, amen, but please note he will not give up. Do I have any witnesses here today? So they conclude Daniel has to go. Now, just because you have one victory, don't get too excited because he's coming back. So we find that these presidents and princes, they get angry with Daniel because Daniel is not just godly at church. I think I'll rewind and say that again. They are angry with Brother Daniel because Daniel is not just godly at church, but he's godly on his job. Oh my, I know it's going to get quiet now. Because a lot of folk, amen, that play the role on Sunday, get on the job and talk the same dirt as everybody else, use the same profanity as everybody else, get involved in the same gossip as everybody else. But in church, you shout. And that's why, amen, I learned a long time ago, don't get caught up in how high folk jump on Sunday. You need to see how they walking when they come down. Do I have a witness? Now, ain't nothing wrong with shouting, and we ought to shout. The Bible is replete with God telling his people to rejoice and to praise him and to shout and to clap holy hands. All of that is a part of worship. Come on, where are my worshipers at? Yeah, you need to be shouting and praising and opening your mouth and singing praises unto God. Amen. But you ought to be able to sing the same praise on Monday at your job. I know I got a witness today. Amen. See, you can't praise God high on Sunday and then you backing it up on Monday. Back that thing up. No, you need to, come on, where are my folk who know that Amazing Grace is suitable for work? Now, you may not be able to sing it, but in your own private way, come on. I hope y'all ain't waiting for Sunday to get your praise on. I hope y'all aren't waiting for Sunday to get in the Word. I hope you're not waiting for Sunday to pray, amen. Some of your situations are bad enough that on your lunch break, instead of you eating a steak, you might need to find you a closet and get on your knees and pray. Do I have a witness? He's godly on the job. So they conclude that Daniel, and I had to make up a word to illustrate their thinking, they concluded that Brother Daniel was ungetettable. Now ask me how to spell it.
We at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church hope that Reverend Garner's message blessed and revived your spirit. Thank you for listening, and be sure and join us in Leesville for our regularly scheduled Sunday and midweek services. If you'd like a copy of this message, phone us at 337-238-1779. The Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, the place where God blesses his people.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Jesus saves. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah.